Let the Bible tell that Satan fell. Humans fell, but Jesus still stands strong as Emmanuel, which means that God is with us. He came to earth through a virgin birth to fix us. And that's the real reason why we celebrate Christmas. During his life, Jesus performed many acts of service. But in reality, he came to fulfill one purpose: to save the worthless. What I mean is to save those who are not worthy, which just happens to be every single one of us, because we are all dirty. We are not free from our sin. We are not worthy. But let me give you a quick lesson in case you get this as a trivia question. The name Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew word Joshua, which means Yahweh saves. Translation: the Lord is our salvation. Jesus is our emancipation. Through his justification and reconciliation, we can make the exclamation that we are free. And because of the Reformation, we can finally see he, the fully God, fully man, who came down from heaven, who would one day be used as our weapon against the evils of this world and the fires of hell. Our God is with us, and his name is Emmanuel, image maker, Messiah, almighty, noble, unprecedented, everlasting Emmanuel. And since he is with us, we are never alone. He entered into our existence, and through his persistence, we can now find our way home. This isn't science fiction. This is cosmic fact, that the God of the universe has our back. The Bible clearly tells us this, but the question is, do we have his? Do we actually believe that he exists? Do we believe that baby Jesus laid in a manger, knowing one day that he would save us from danger and eventually become our Savior? Can we accept that God so loved us that he sent his only Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life? You see, that is more powerful than your Christmas lights. That is bigger than your day of presents. This is God's presence entering into our experience, and it's as serious as cancer. This isn't Donner, Vixen, and Prancer. This is the answer. It's the reason why Isaiah prophesied that the Lord would give us a sign. The virgin would conceive and give birth to a child and would call him Emmanuel, God with us. And hundreds of years later, that prophecy came true when God sent his only Son, Jesus, to earth for you. God is with us. Right now on this stage, right now on this mental page on which I created this poem, right now, for those that know him, God is with us. And you can leave everything else behind, because God is in your heart, he's in your soul, and he's in your mind. God is with us. And if you accept him, you will never be alone. And today, Christmas Eve, could be the day that you find your way home. God is with you. And his name is Emmanuel.